Q105, the Big Dave Afternoon Show, and it's me and Statman in here, just a couple of dads, and every once in a while, we just like to be dads talking dad things, worried about stuff that dads worry about, and joining us on the phone to do it with us today is our buddy from the Bloomin' Garden Center, Chris McEwen. He's a father of two girls, just like you, Statman. I got the boy and the girl, but we're all dads. Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing just great, guys. How are you?
Well, this is the best dad thing ever. We're worried about our lawns right now, Chris. This drought, man. I mean, you can't drive anywhere and not see brown, crunchy grass right now. And some places right now are getting a few downpours in the tri-state, but it's definitely not going to be a drought buster.
Yeah, the thing is about the lawns is they're pretty much self-sufficient to a certain point. I mean, they can go literally months, particularly if you got a type of a grass, which is really common around here called tall fescue, where they're it's in a state of dormancy right now, but it can stay that way for a couple months and survive. That's kind of nature's way of taking care of itself.
Okay, because Statman's very worried and has some questions over here.
Yeah, and it's not about my lawn. It's actually about my bushes and my trees. I currently have like this Japanese maple and it's in full fall bloom. Like I'm losing leaves and I'm worried, do I need to be watering that thing?
Yes, sir. That's even more important than the lawn. You know, the trees and shrubs that are around right now, they're just as dry as the grass is right now. And the nice thing is, like with your Japanese maple, as you're seeing, it's starting to tell you it's thirsty. The one thing you really need to be worried about are evergreens, because they don't wilt like leafy plants do. And what happens with evergreens is all of a sudden people go out there one day and they're dead and they think, oh, what in the world happened to them? But they actually died months ago, but it takes them a long time to dry out. But in more so than the lawn, if you've only got limited time with your hose, I'd really be hitting the trees and shrubs at this point as deep as we are into the drought, because they need the water. And I always say, you know, a couple of pounds of grass seed is about $3, but when you look at a tree or a shrub, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars to replace those guys.
Oh, exactly. Now I've got my hose and I water my vegetable garden and everything else, Chris, but I've got this shed in the far back part of my yard and my hose won't hit it. I could have it all the way out.
You try to arch that thing and everything still can't get it.
And I got these nice shrubs I got planted around my shed there. And I got to just tote water down there to them because the ground around them is so dry that it's cracked.
Well, that's right. You ought to just get to your hardware store and get an extra length of hose, because that hose is going to be cheaper than replacing those shrubs. But you know what you want to do? Instead of just like pouring the water with a bucket, it's great if you have some type of a sprinkler, especially one that just kind of like where the water comes out like a fountain that you can put in one spot so it gets a good soaking. Because with as dry as it is right now, if you're just watering a shrub, a lot of that water, because the ground's like a sponge, will be drawn out, and not a lot of it stays around where the shrubs are. So if you really want to rescue those shrubs and ensure that they're going to be around next spring when you want them to be, get a sprinkler out there and just soak the whole entire bed. You can think of it like a pool. So you're filling it up and all the soil's wet.
I got to know, how long do we need to water?
Well, it really depends on how big the plants are. But a guy taught me a long time ago. He said, just remember this thought. You can't water too much, but you can water too often. You know, people, if they overreact and go out and start watering their plants every day, that's bad because that's too much water. But you can set the hose there. Most stuff I would put like a minimum of an hour. But if you have a sprinkler going, but if it runs for 2 or 3 hours, that's even better if you've got the budget for the water, and just soak that whole bed because it'll last a lot longer.
Well, we got Chris McEwen here from the Bloomin' Garden Center. He's an expert on this. We're just dads worried about our yards and our shrubs and everything else. Chris, you've been very helpful, sir.
Well, you know what happens when you're looking at the lawn? You usually get better ideas if you're drinking a beer while you're discussing it.
Oh, that's the greatest tip of them all.
I told you, he's a dad. Hey, thanks for appearing on an episode of Dads Talking Dad Things here, Chris. We love you. See him out at the Bloomin' Garden Center there on Kenwood Road, right near the Kenwood Town Center. You got everything people need out there, don't you?
We sure do, Big Dave. Come out and see us.
Well, what about that beer now?
Well, I don't have a liquor license yet.
Chris McEwen, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys.